It is time now for Talking Books. We are joined here in the studio by Susan Brown, the once future and forever director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, as well as Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, but now Chapel Hill Strategic Communications Office, as she continues to build up her resume and take over the entire town, one department at a time. Good morning. How are you?
I guess I'm good after that introduction. I mean, I always joke about world domination, but yeah. You kind of said my quiet part out loud.
Yeah, it's a very slow process of world domination. Like, most people speed it up. It's like one Chapel Hill department at a time.
I'm in it for the long game.
Yeah,
long
game. I like it. How is strategic communications?
It's fascinating.
Into the job now?
15th? Yeah. It's 2 weeks today.
All right.
I'm going to love this job because, well, I do love this job now.
Yeah.
But it actually amplifies part of what I loved about being in libraries. So librarians are really good at cocktail parties because we have and especially back in the day when we actually did like reference work, like pre-internet,
right.
Librarians were really good at cocktail parties because we know a little bit about a lot of things,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you would answer reference questions all day long.
Right. Jump into any conversations like, actually, that movie was from 1964.
Exactly. Yeah. So in this comms job, I'm learning the same thing because the scope of this is really town-wide, helping message projects and services and great stories. And so far, I have learned things like, you know, the pricing structure of EV chargers, software platforms for different departments, Wasamba, which is coming up tonight. I've learned,
right.
Like, I love this whole, like, I am learning about so much because my job and the team's job is to help communicate clearly these things. So we have all of these great subject matter experts in the different departments.
And Wasamba's the water and sewer boundary
that's
that they're
right.
talking about down Southern
I
Village.
I thought
yeah.
it was like part of like the Lion King universe.
I put it on my sushi, so.
Exactly. But now I know. So I'm going to love this job as I get into it more and more. So it's pretty cool.
What has been like the most fascinating thing you've learned in 2 weeks then?
Oh, gosh.
Or just like first thing that pops into mind.
I really think I knew this because we're a pretty tight-knit team town-wide, but just how much work is happening and how much great work is happening, great people, great stories to tell. So when I get the bandwidth to step into the sort of storytelling aspect, it's just, there's just so much there. I mean,
yeah.
I had a meeting, I'm meeting with all town departments talking about their needs and what the, you know, vision is and how we can all work together. And I just, in a 30-minute meeting with the crew at Public Works, I was blown away. I mean, it's solid waste and stormwater and special projects and construction and capital projects and then snow.
Yep, yep.
So I think that's it. Like, really, getting into learning even more about all of the town operations and then having that opportunity to tell really good stories.
And I'm looking forward to hearing the stories that you're able to tell because, like, I think you're right. People don't necessarily think of, you know, solid waste or you know, picking up the snow when it snows as being like a story-driven thing. But there's a lot of really cool things that are happening.
There's a lot of stories in this
really
town.
Really cool people.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, it's
And
it's
I'll
incredible.
Also share that one of the great stories, actually, I think it's today. I think it's on my calendar. One of the great stories of this town is the police department's crisis unit.
Yes.
And which is one of the first, like
50
now
years ahead
it's
of its
a big
time.
Trend.
Yep.
Exactly. And this afternoon there's a celebration of that unit and their history and service. So hopefully we'll be able to do some more great storytelling about the impact of that crew.
Awesome. Speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books, and Susan recently moved from one job to another within the town. We at 97.9 The Hill are moving from one location to another. Next week, Tuesday, will be our first day at the new location on East Franklin Street. So with that in mind, let's use moving as our prompt. Books about moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
By both of the books I'm going to talk about that have moving involved are pretty dark and horrific. But
okay.
I'm sure that CHL's move is not going to be dark or horrific. It's going to be great.
What?
So,
have you met us?
Exactly. So, first of all, we were emailing at 5:30 this morning, as we do, about what our prompt was. And I think the choices you put out there were moving, Thanksgiving, what we're reading now. So, the first book that I want to talk about is a book that is touches on moving and is what I'm reading now, as in just finished.
Okay.
At like 10 p.m. last night.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the book is called A Haunting on the Hill by Elizabeth Hand. And it is the first novel that is a sort of homage or follow-up to the Shirley Jackson universe that has been blessed.
The House on Haunted Hill.
Exactly. Yep, yep. Well, Hill House.
Hill House. Oh, the Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting
right.
of
yeah,
Hill House.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. So many books have touched on that, but this is the first one that the family and the estate kind of blessed.
Okay.
So the setup of it is, and it's so good. I actually listen to it as an audiobook, and it is fantastic. So the premise is woman, Holly, she's visiting upstate New York. She's driving around. She's kind of stumbles upon the sleepy town. She veers off on this country road, and she drives up this driveway, and she sees Hill House. Mm. And she is a playwright who's workshopping this play, and she's got a lot of trauma in her background, but she's sort of wrestling with that trauma through this play. And she decides that that would be the perfect place to bring her partner, who is doing the songs for the play, and her dear friend, who's doing the kind of soundscape, and then this sort of faded glory actress who used to be great, and she's sort of down on her luck. So the four of them converge on Hill House to spend like 2 weeks in residency working on the play.
Nice.
And Hill House does its thing.
Right.
And things
come. There's no way this could possibly
exactly.
go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is so good. The sound of the audiobook is great, but also the imagery in this book. There are these giant black hares with golden eyes that appear and terrify you. There are touches to the old Hill House, or to the Haunting of Hill House story that Jackson did. There's even some like touches to her other books. It is so, so good. One of the best audiobooks that I've read, because that's reading in a long time. So if you like, and it's not gory horror, it's that Shirley Jackson psychological supernatural horror. It's so good.
I'm going to go with kids' books. I was trying to think of like where I would go with this. And it's like, well, moving is a traumatic experience for kids, especially like if you're like you have to uproot your entire life and everything that you're used to. There's got to be some kids' books about like processing that experience. There's a website called teachingexpertise.com that I just did a Google search and I found they've got a page called 26 Best Children's Books About Moving. A bunch of books have been written that all look really cool. I'll mention two. One of them is called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away by Meg Medina and Sonia Sanchez, which is about like two friends, two girls, and one of them is moving away. So they're like dealing with that process and working through their emotions and everything and coming to terms with it. And that's a book about like two particular kids' book about like two particular people going through this experience. And then there's another one also off the same list by Sarah Olsher called Nothing Stays the Same, But That's Okay, A Book to Read When Everything or Anything Changes.
Oh, I love that title.
Such a great title, right?
Absolutely.
So it's about moving. It's about like any like transformation that you have to go through in your life when you're 5 or 6 or 7 or like when you're super young and you're not aware of how to process it. None of us are ever aware of how to process like huge changes in our lives. But it's a book about how like, A, it's okay for that to happen. It happens to everyone. You can work through it, and here's how you can work through it. Like for kids, though, and it's fantastic.
Okay, I'm torn. Do I share my other book recommendation, which is Dark and Twisty, or do I share a story about how us moving back to Chapel Hill resulted in us getting our first dog? You tell me. Dealer's choice.
Number one, real quick, what's the book title?
The House Next Door by Anne River Siddons. It's a house that everybody moves into, but nobody moves out of.
Nice. What's the dog story?
Okay, so we were living in Lawrence, Kansas, and I got the job here, and my husband and I were having, and my older son was like, I don't know, second grade, and my younger son was like 3, 4. So my husband and I kept having these talks like, how do we tell the kids? And do like, should we get some picture books?
Yeah,
and how
do we tell them?
And we were just overthinking it. And I came home from work one day and I said, kids, come in here. And my husband's like, wait a minute, what? Are we going to tell them? We sit them down and we tell them. And my younger son's like, okay, cool. And he was, you know, very young.
Right.
My older son, who had his friends and all of that, just was beside himself. He was just fell apart.
Right.
Now, before this, for about a year, he had been lobbying for a dog, like doing the thing like, you know, sticking it in the book I'm reading, leaving like things in the fridge.
All the things that Ralphie did in the first 15
exactly.
minutes of a Christmas story.
We went to a parent-teacher conference. The teacher's like, Jake would really benefit from a dog. I'm like, he got to you. So that's the preface. So he was just beside himself. And he told us that we were the worst parents ever and he was not going to move to Chapel Hill. And he's screaming and crying. And he ran down the hallway and he slammed the door and he goes to his room. And I'm like, what do I do? James is like, I told you, you should have like gone a little bit easier. So I go back there and he's just beside himself.
Right.
I'm stroking his back and trying to pat his back. Mm. And he's just like, this is the worst. And I finally said, Jake, when we get to Chapel Hill, we can get a dog. And he's like, okay, great. And he just said it like the tears are gone. And I was like, I've been had.
Yeah.
I have been had.
He's texting his friends like, it worked. Oh, my God.
Exactly. So that is how we got our first dog.
That's fantastic.
And the trauma of a move.
And that is Talking Books. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.